Sagt mei perke, mis mal, hallo kef, wa nan achto. Keser hu maasim. Somebody who buys baked goods from a baker, how does he take off the maaser from the baked good? We're talking about a baker that bought the grain from an Amma art. So the grain is mine, and maaser has to be taken from it. Now the baker himself didn't take the maaser from the grain that he bought. The reason being is that we're talking about a baker who sells his baked goods wholesale. He sells large amounts of baked goods at the same time. And we had previously that somebody who sells goods wholesale doesn't have to take off the maaser from the demai. Instead, the buyer has to take off the maaser from the demai. So how does the buyer take off the maaser? Laitel kidei trumas maaser v'chala. He should take the amount that is needed. The trumas maaser, which is given to the coin, which is 1/100 of the entire amount. Plus, he should take off the amount that is needed for chala. Chala is also given to the coin. Chala is 1/48 of the amount. Now, the din is when you buy grain from an amar, you have to take off maaser rishon. And from that maaser rishon, you take off 10% of that, which is trumas maaser. And the trumas maaser is given to the coin. The maaser rishon is allowed to keep for himself, but he has to take off trumas maaser from the maaser rishon. That he can't keep for himself, since trumas maaser is forbidden to be eaten by a non-coin. So that amount he gives to a coin. And plus the challah he has to give to a coin. As here we're talking about baked goods, and from baked goods he has to take off challah. And the challah, of course, he can't keep for himself either, as it's forbidden for non-coin to eat challah. So therefore, you have to take the amount that is needed for the trumas maaser and the challah and put it on the side. And the trumas maaser and the challah is what is given to the coin from the demai. Ra'imer echa mimea mimashi yesh kan, harei betzad zem maaser. Ushar maaser samachl. You should say, the 1/100th over here that I have at the side should be part of the maaser rishon. As before, he actually gives it a shame of trumas maaser, he first has to take off maaser rishon. As only after you take off maaser rishon can he take off the trumas maaser from the maaser rishon. So he says the 1/100th over here that I have at that side, it should first be maaser rishon, and the rest of the maaser rishon should be right next to it. And that way he has the entire 10% that is needed for the maaser rishon. Zesha asiti maaser, asui trumas maaser alav. Bashachal, that which I made maaser, the 1/100th which I set aside, should be the trumas maaser for the maaser, and that is what he has to give to the coin. The rest of the maaser rishon he can keep for himself. And the rest of the amount that he set aside should be for the challah. The challah is the 1/48th that he set aside to be given to the coin. Maaser sheni b'tzbono b'dromo, u'mecholo a'amos. And then he has to take off maaser sheni. And besides the trumas maaser, which he has to give to the coin, and the challah, which he has to give to the coin, he also has to set aside maaser sheni, which is 10%. And that maaser sheni is brought to Yerushalayim. And if he doesn't want to bring the actual maaser sheni to Yerushalayim, he can redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. And with that money, he would buy food in Yerushalayim to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So he says the maaser sheni should be at the north or at the south. It should be to the north of the baked goods or to the south of the baked goods. He doesn't actually have to take off the maaser sheni. He should just say exactly where it is. And once he says where it is, he could redeem it onto money. As once he was koveya makom, he said exactly where the maaser sheni is. At that point, he could redeem the maaser sheni onto the money that he has in his house. So it's my part, hey, Mishnah Beis, haraita lahapri, truma utumas maaser kafa. Somebody wants to take off from his produce truma and also trumas maaser at the same time. In this mission, we're not talking about demai. We're not talking about produce that is bought from an Amma art. As you don't take off truma from demai, as we can be assured that the Amma art himself took off the truma, the only thing you take off from demai are the maaser. In this mission, instead, we're talking about vada. We're talking about produce that we know for sure that the trumas and maaser weren't taken off from it. Now, this person wants to take off the truma and trumas maaser at the same time. Now, normally, trumas maaser would not be taken off by the same person who's taking off the truma. Now, the person who owns the produce takes off the truma. Then he takes off the maaser rishon. He takes off 10% to be given to the levy. And the levy would take the trumas maaser. The levy would take 10% from the maaser rishon that was given to him, and that 10% would be trumas maaser, and he would give it to the coin. Mefarshim explained that this mission is gone according to Abba Lazar ben Gimel. Abba Lazar ben Gimel holds that the Baal Bais himself, if he wants to take off the Trumas Maaser, he may do so. even though he has to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, but if he wants to take off Tumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon before giving the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, he's allowed to do so. So therefore, this person wants to take off both the Truma and the Tumas Maaser at the same time. How does he do so? Noito Acha Meshleisha Mushalos Vishlips. He should take off Thunder Produce 133 and a third. 133 and a third is the Truma and the Tumas Maaser at the same time, as the Truma is 150th and the Tumas Maaser is 100th altogether. It's 133 and a third. Vaimer Acha Mimea Mimashi Yeshkan. Harezeh Bitsad Zechu. He says the 1/100th of the produce that is part of the 133 and a third, for now it should be chulin. Meaning to say that he doesn't want to take off the Trumas Maaser yet. The Trumas Maaser is a 1/100th. He can't take that off until after he takes off the Truma and the Maaser Rishon. As that is the order. First you take off Truma to be given to the Kohen. Then you take off Maaser Rishon, which is given to the Levi. And only after you take off Maaser Rishon do you take off Trumas Maaser from the Maaser Rishon. So therefore, for now, he wants that 1/100th, which is part of the 133 and a third, he wants it to be chulin until he first takes off the Truma and the Truma's Maaser. Vashar Truma alakol. And the rest of the 133 and a third should be Truma for the entire produce. As Truma is 150th, and even though the Torah does not give a share as to how much Truma you have to take, the Chacham said that you should take off 150th, so therefore, besides the 1/100th, which for now is Chulin, the rest of the 133 and a third should be Truma altogether. That's 150th. Umea Chulin Sheyeshka Areze Bitzazem Maaser. And out of the 100 parts Chulin that he has altogether, the rest of the 133 and a third, which is not Truma, should be Maaser, should be part of the Maaser Rishon. If he can't make a Trumas Maaser yet, before making a Trumas Maaser, he has to take off the Maaser Rishon. So he first makes it Maaser Rishon. Usar Maaser Samachla. The rest of the Maaser should be right next to it. And that's not enough for the Maaser Rishon. The Maaser Rishon altogether has to be 10%. And he only took 1/100th and made it Maaser Rishon. So therefore, he needs another 9%. So the rest of the 9% of the Maaser should be right next to it. Now altogether he has 10%, which is Maaser. Zasha Siti Maaser. Asli Trumas Maaser Alav. That which I made Maaser, the 1/100th, which I originally made it, into Maaser Rishon, should be Trumas Maaser for the rest of the Maaser. And now that he has taken off the Maaser Rishon, he now can make the 1/100th into Trumas Maaser. And the rest should be Challah. Now, even though he didn't take off enough in the first place to take off Challah now, as originally he only took off 133 and a third, which is sufficient only for the Truma and the Trumas Maaser, it's not sufficient for the Challah. So the Mefarshim explained that we're talking about somebody who originally took off enough for the Challah as well. And if he took off enough for the Challah as well, he would have taken off 1/120th, not 133 and a third. 133 and a third is only enough for the Truma, which is 150th, and the Trumas Maaser, which is 1/100th. But if he would have taken off 1/120th, that would have been enough for the Challah as well, as Challah is 1/124th. So if he took off 1/120th, then after taking off the Trumas Maaser, he would have said that the rest of the 1/120th that is left would be Challah. And then the entire amount would be given to the Kohen, the Truma, and the Trumas Maaser, and the Challah, all of it, is given to the Kohen. Maaser Sheni Bitzvono O Bitzromo Umachulo Amo. After taking off the Trumas Maaser and the Challah, now it's time to take off the Maaser Sheni. He would say the Maaser Sheni should be to the north or to the south of the produce. He doesn't actually have to take off the Maaser Sheni. It's enough that he would say exactly where it is. And once he says exactly where it is, he could redeem the Maaser Sheni onto money. If he doesn't want to bring the Maaser Sheni itself to Yerushalayim, he could redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim instead.